trying to do that. And I think we, you know, took a step back and realized, like, you know, you need a new group and a veteran group that's been together. And, you know, you need to step back a little bit and earn everybody's respect. And I think he's been much better with that in the last few years.
Take out of the LA win, the defense that was played, the energy that could translate to tonight. What were some of the positives?
You never know what's going to translate from night to night, but it was a good win for us. But as far as how it translates tonight, I don't really think it does. Every game's a new day and a new game, and I'm not. You know, I think you gain confidence anytime you play well. I think that you gain belief in what you're doing. I think that's good. But I'm not a big believer in. Momentum or anything like that.
Stan, did Clint have on his championship ring? I read a report that he had his championship ring on at practice.
I didn't see. Well, he didn't have it on at practice.
Well, I mean, you know around the building.
Well, maybe. I didn't see it, but I know that he didn't have it on at practice. Somebody would have complained. Somebody would have gotten killed with it. So, Well, he's gotten great opportunity, and Ryan's a scorer and a shooter, and he's gotten an opportunity and gets a lot of shots. He's made the most of his opportunity, and he still has a ways to go in some of the other things, you know. And I think what's been good for us is he and Glenn have been good confidants, but Ryan's got to, you know, continue. He can rebound the ball. He's got to do that consistently. He's got to get some baskets or, you know, some stuff around the basket. But he's got to help his teammates more. He's got to move the ball and screen people and get other people open more and then continue to work on defense.
Have you seen anything on video about Brandon Bash playing a different kind of role out there? Sorry, to
Christian. He looks like the same guy to me. I mean, he's a scorer. I mean, he's a great, you know, mid-range shooter, as good as any four-man in the league shooting the ball, you know, in that 18-foot range. Very good one-on-one player, can really score the ball. Is going to play hard every night, and is a very good individual defender, too. So, you know, obviously, I mean, you know, we were pretty good last year, and he was our starter, and he's a very good player, and I see him doing the same type of things here. I think certainly playing with other good players and getting the shots he's getting on pick and rolls and things like that, he's played very, very well.
How is Vaughn Wafer fitting with you guys?
Vaughn's really working hard. I mean, Vaughn's already, in our last couple of weeks here, he's been a huge factor in a couple of our wins. You know, Vaughn's a guy who brings us something that, you know, we don't have a lot of, and that's, you know, great quickness and athleticism on the perimeter. A guy who plays with great energy and can get his own shot. You know, he's working very hard to get better at the defensive end of the floor. I think he understands that, you know, that's his ticket to consistent playing time. That he's got to get better at that end. He's putting in a lot of time and effort on it, and you know, I really like his approach right now.
All right.